I think because this house has been in my family since before it was completed, it's been seen as an evolving organism, if you will. And so there's been additions made. My grandfather was here as a child when the kitchen wing was added. My parents did some renovations to the home, added central air. My husband and I made another addition on it and have done further improvements to bring it into the 21st century, because despite the fact that a lot of people want to be purists and restoration, I think that homes should be usable and modern and safe and functional for today's life. So we've tried to do that here. The fireplace mantle that's in our home is not original to our home. It's original to the General Thornton home, which is now the home of the American Legion. It's pink Italian marble. It actually is more old-fashioned heating for a home like this to have, because this home was built in the 1880s as opposed to, say, the 1860s. When this home was built, it actually had like a wood-burning stove instead of an open fireplace, which is less efficient in terms of heating. And, of course, most of these homes would have also had the kind of passive heat for the second floor, which allowed warm air from the first floor to flow directly up into the second floor spaces. I do think that there's a myth that old homes are not energy efficient. These homes were actually designed to be thermally efficient and to take the basic laws of thermodynamics into account. These homes have walls that are 3 bricks thick, and there's an air gap between one of the layers of brick and the other two, which makes for very good thermal qualities. These homes also were designed for good airflow. When you have nice weather and want to open your windows, the house almost functions like a chimney. You open the windows on the lower level and on the second level, and the windows on the third floor, and the air just brings in cool air at the bottom and vents the hot air out the top. It's actually quite efficient and doesn't have the kinds of bills that people might think it would have. We also have added modern insulation to the crawl space and to the attic space that wasn't available at the time the house was built. We've added new windows which are more thermally efficient, but the house itself, the essential structure, is already designed to be very efficient.